This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Appointments discretion to do what he wants to do, often which is quite problematic.
So how do you deal with it, though? As I said earlier, there'd be some concern that President Trump, the Secretary of State, would be kind of soft on Putin. They're taking a much tougher line right now, but it's at a time now where our relations, according to the Russians, are worse than they've been during the Cold War.
Yeah, I think what you've got to do is two things. You've got to set the table, and by that I mean we've got to create a context where the Russians know they can't use military force and easily get away with it. So we did a little bit in Syria. I mean, strengthening NATO, so Russia isn't tempted to invade any other country there. On the other hand, we've also got to be careful with our rhetoric. We don't want to humiliate the Russians. We don't want to paint them into such a corner that there's no place for diplomacy.
Is there a way to pull Putin away from Assad?
Well, that, I think, is the real question over time. Mr. Putin's many things. Sentimental is probably not one of them. So, sure. And I think what we want to do is try to drive a little bit of a wedge between Iran, who's Syria's principal backer, and the Russians, and maybe find a way to talk to the Russians about what's your long-term interest here? Can you protect your long-term interest in a way that you separate yourself from Assad? It'll take several years, but we ought to begin that process.
Richard Haass, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Robin?
Richard Haass, of course, American diplomat, been president of the Council on Foreign Relations since July 2003, prior to which he was a director of policy planning for the United States Department. Well, you know, I think that's in any negotiation, that's the challenge that faces us on a diplomatic scale here. Is how do you create a win-win proposition for Putin and for, you know, for Iran in this situation to where, you know, we're able to find some sort of long-term interest here for Russia and not back them into a corner, because if we do back them in a corner, then you know what the response is going to be. Right now, we've made it known that America is back in leadership. And to tell you, and to really point out, I think it's quite interesting to see how tenuous the foothold that Vladimir Putin had in the Middle East, because no sooner did the United States come forth. Well, it was no sooner than Donald Trump actually getting elected. I mean, look at the response of the world leaders, you know, toward Donald Trump. Thank God, you know, we have somebody we can reason with. You know, the last president, we didn't feel like he was hearing us and understanding what was going on. And congratulations, we're glad that the American people were wise enough to elect you president. Now, some of the stuff that's happening, I know many Americans don't understand. This is kind of, it's actually more than nuance, but, you know, most Americans are busy trying to survive and busy with other issues as opposed to how these puzzle pieces come into play and why it is so significant. What's happening? I mean, Donald Trump says, look, it's America first. I don't really want to be the police of the world. Well, that may not be what you want, you know, what you want, but that is, it's part of the DNA, and I believe it's an inherent principle, an application of the United States. We are where we are right now because we have been, like it or not, the police of the world. We have been the big brother to kind of keep an eye on people, and look what happened. We haven't been there, and you let a guy like Kim Jong-un kind of be this spoiled brat player on the world stage, and he's more than a spoiled brat. He's a spoiled brat with weapons of mass destruction. He's got nuclear bombs at his disposal. And he's already demonstrated that he could care less whether it's a family member or somebody that's been in his government. If they get in his way, well, they are no more at his mere order. He's radical. He's not someone necessarily that we can reason with. That's why in talking with Dr. Ann Pierce, you know, the reports are, you know, China, they're moving troops. Well, are they moving troops to keep an eye on their little brother, Kim Jong-un? Or are they moving troops against America? I would hope that it's more
to keep an eye on Kim Jong-un, because that is what is needed right now. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. The conversation continues. Michael Conley next, right here.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, in this day and age when there's lots of opinion flying around, it's good to know you can count on Bill Martinez Live to bring in the experts, people that know, that have the background, we're long on experts, long on pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads, short on opinion. Opinion does, it's all part of the process, because in the absence of fact, opinion rules, as you know, but we want to be responsible with said opinion. Michael Conley is with us to bring us into the realm of the factual and the truth. Constitutionalist attorney, U.S. Army vet, executive director of the United States Justice Foundation. Michael Conley, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Doing fine, Bill. Good to be with you.
Hey, I want to talk about your article on the nuclear option. Of course, this was written prior to the confirmation of Justice Gorsuch. But with the use of the nuclear option for a Chief Justice confirmation, this has kind of changed things, but it might be important for people to understand the genesis of how we got here. Give us a history lesson, if you would.
Well, basically, we had the Founding Fathers set up two houses of Congress, the United States Senate, which was to be made up of two members from each state, and then there was the House of Representatives, which was to be made up of people from districts in each state, apportioned according to the population. In both cases, a simple majority vote in either house was enough to pass legislation or to confirm presidential nominees. Both houses were allowed to write their own rules, but nothing says that they can change how the vote goes, how the vote is counted. It just means they can change the procedure. Excuse me. What happened was in 1917, the Senate had long had what they called a filibuster, where senators could get up and just talk and talk and talk and read from the phone book or do whatever. Yeah.
This is Mr. Smith Coast to Washington here, ladies and gentlemen,
exactly.
Okay? Right.
Exactly. So, you know, to try to delay a vote on legislation that they opposed. And then the senators got lazy, I guess, because in 1917 they passed a rule that said that in order for any vote, any legislation or nominee to be brought to the floor of the Senate to be voted on, two-thirds of the Senate had to agree. So you're talking 67 senators.
Mm.
Now, this proved pretty quickly to be untenable.
Right.
And, you know, even though back in those days, most of your senators, there was politics involved, but it was not as raucous as it is today. You had people who were more interested in serving their country and doing what was good for America than they were in doing what was good for their party.
Well, back in those days, didn't they have to go home to go to work, too? So they probably just didn't want to stick around in Washington for an unbearable amount of time just to exercise themselves.
Right, exactly. So, you know, they tried to set up something, and they used it until 1975. Mm-hmm. 1975, they changed it to a 60-vote cloture rule, mm-hmm. and that's what they call it, the cloture rule.
Right.
And that's been going on ever since, and it's been used to the advantage of whatever party was not in power, sometimes by the parties in power. But in George Bush, George W. Bush's administration, the Democrats blocked, used this to block many of his judicial appointments. Mm-hmm. And the Republicans acted in kind during the Obama administration. Now, they didn't block the Supreme Court appointments. They voted to pass them through. But there were some very, very far-left proposed judges that Obama wanted to put on the Court of Appeals benches around the country and on the district court. The Republicans resisted, and the cloture rule was used to block these.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Reid, who was the head of the Senate at that point, because the Democrats were in control, declared what they call the nuclear option and said, no, it's no longer going to be 60 votes. We can do this by a simple majority of 51. Now, turnabout should be fair play, but not in the minds of the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
They're only supposed to be able to use these rules to their advantage to block Republican nominees and get their nominees through.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Republicans basically said that we have an outstanding Supreme Court nominee here in Neil Gorsuch, and we're going to put him through regardless. We're going to use the nuclear option if we need to. Chuck Schumer, who was one of the architects of this, started screaming bloody murder, laying on the floor and holding his breath and kicking his feet, because how dare the Republicans do exactly what the Democrats had already done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the bottom line as far as I'm concerned. This whole mess is unconstitutional. The Constitution was set up to have two houses of Congress, and a majority vote could rule in each house.
Right.
The Democrats are going to be using this cloture rule now because it still extends to most legislation. We have bills out there right now protecting the Second Amendment rights of veterans, and I've been writing and talking about this for almost 5 years.
Exactly.
About how veterans are being denied their Second Amendment rights, and then I said, it's going to happen to Social Security recipients, and it is happening. Well, there's bills passed in the House of Representatives stopping both of these abuses. They're being held up in the Senate because of the cloture rule. Now, what does that mean practically to you and I, for example?
Mm-hmm.
I live in the state of Texas. I have two U.S. senators, both Republicans. You take the state of Massachusetts, the state of California, some other states where they have two Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the votes of my senators should mean just as much as the votes of two Massachusetts Democratic senators. But they don't. Not under the cloture rule, because under the cloture rule, 43 senators can block legislation from being voted on. That means the two Massachusetts senators, their votes weigh heavily. Where the two Texas senators, their votes are basically meaningless. That, to me, is unconstitutional. That
I agree.
Denies me my right as a citizen to vote for a United States senator and expect them to vote for the way I want them to in the United States Senate. Now, most people don't remember or don't know, never knew, that for many, many years, the United States Senate was chosen not by a vote of the people, but by state legislatures.
Right.
That was changed by the 17th Amendment. And whether you think it's a good thing or a bad thing, it did set up this situation where they could go with this strange rule requiring more votes to pass legislation in the United States Senate, more or higher percentage than is required in the House of Representatives. That, to me, is unconstitutional. And I'm calling on people to go out and contact their senators and say, enough is enough. Go back to what the Constitution originally said, set it up so that 51 senators can vote for it to pass legislation, and it will pass, and leave it in the House of Representatives the way it is, a majority vote.
Well, if we did that, Michael, it would go a long way in solving this tit-for-tat situation that we're in right now, because you know the Democrats, when they it will be their turn to get into power, then we're, we just go back and we're tit for tatting again.
Exactly.
Boy, you bring up some good points. So when we come back on the other side here of the break, Michael, I do want to go back and talk about, again, the unfair advantage that 43 senators have over the majority here. This is incredible. It's a very simple equation and calculus that you laid on out for us, but we the people need to understand, we need to get activated on that issue. Michael Connelly is with us. More from him right after this. Stay with us, America.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
By the way, like me, fresh every day, and independent Bill Martinez live coming to you 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Michael Connelly continues. Michael, a constitutionalist attorney, U.S. Army vet, executive director with the United States. You know, Michael, again, I appreciate what you bring to the table here in helping us understand the Constitution. We are educated, I should say we're so undereducated about our U.S. Constitution, which is the basis of this great American experiment, what it's all about. And we need to be aware. I mean, this is a government up for by we the people, which demands that we the people stay engaged, right?
Exactly. And that's one reason that I wrote the little booklet called Our Constitution, which is a little 77-page booklet where I take each article, each section, each amendment of the Constitution, put them in the way they were originally written, and then put in my comments about what they mean, because people do not know what's in the Constitution. Our children are not being taught what's in the Constitution. For example, you have I had several people, two PhDs actually, contact me after the booklet first came out and said, you know, until we read your booklet, we were not aware that the phrase separation of church and state is not in the Constitution.
Unbelievable.
And they were taught that it was in their schools.
Yeah.
And something else that's in this little booklet that most people aren't even aware exists. Back in the day, I had to memorize, when I was in high school, the preamble to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing about the preamble to the Bill of Rights, but these days you can barely even find those in the textbooks. Mm-hmm. You can't find the preamble to the Bill of Rights. You can see the Bill of Rights, but you can't find the preamble. Now, what does the preamble to the Bill of Rights say? It basically was a warning by the Founding Fathers to the government they were creating that said, these rights enumerated herein are not given to us by the government, because, of course, if they acknowledged they were given to them by the government, then the government could take them away.
Exactly.
Instead, it said, these are rights that are God-given. You can't touch them. As far as I'm concerned, as a constitutional attorney, that means that you can't even amend the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, because they are set in stone. And people don't understand this, and one of the things I'm working on now is getting as many of these booklets as possible in the hands of school children around the country. And a lot of groups are buying the book in mass in order to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, people need to understand what's happening in the United States Senate, in the House of Representatives. We elected a Republican president. Republicans control the Congress. They now hopefully control the Supreme Court, depending on what Kennedy does. You never know.
Right.
But we have a lot of legislation that's pending and going to be pending that help the American people decide who to vote for. Repeal and replace Obamacare. Tax reform. All of these, the majority of the American people are in favor of. You have a lot of other legislation out there, like the legislation I talked about to protect Second Amendment rights of veterans and senior citizens. There's a lot coming up. The fact of the matter is that it does not matter under the current situation if Republicans control the House and the Senate and the presidency, because they don't, in fact, control the Senate. The Democrats, 43 of them, and there's 52 Republicans right now and 48 Democrats in the Senate, 100 senators, yet 43 of those can effectively block all the legislation I just talked about. It doesn't matter what the House of Representatives does. It doesn't matter if they finally get together and pass repeal and replace Obamacare, or if they pass a good tax bill or even an infrastructure bill, unless everything is given to the Democrats, states where Democrats control.
Right.
Nothing is going to pass. So we are a gridlock, and it's not a gridlock created by the voters. It's a gridlock that's created by this archaic cloture rule in the United States Senate, which needs to be abolished so that 51 senators can vote to pass legislation. Or in the case of a 50-50 tie, the vice president can break the tie. That's what needs to be done, and it's got to happen soon, or we're looking at just gridlock for forever.
Well, it's a systemic issue. That's what you're pointing out here, Michael, that this is of the doing of the senators who violated constitutional principles that have been long established. They thought they had a better idea. Unfortunately, the way the bureaucracy goes, as Ronald Reagan said, the closest thing to eternal life, once they affect something, it's like almost impossible to re-engineer it. And how do we get back there? I mean, if we the people do not take a stand against this, we're going to continue to live in this morass and this dysfunctional form of government that has been created, by the legislature, not by we the people.
Exactly, and it can be fixed, and it can be fixed relatively easily. It only requires Mitch McConnell to ask for a change of the rules, to go back to the original rules of the Senate, allowing a filibuster but not setting up this artificial 60-vote rule. Mm-hmm. That could be passed by 51 votes out of the United States Senate. The problem you've got is you've got some of these establishment Republicans who have been in there for years and who think it's a good idea. And their argument is, well, what happens down the road when the Democrats control the Senate? We won't want to be able to block them. Well, that's true. But the thing is, we have to start trusting the American people to do what they did this past election cycle and rise up and say, enough is enough. This is what we want.
Exactly.
Now, what people are being told right now is, fine, you voted, but we don't trust you to really mean what you said. And therefore, we're going to continue with this archaic rule. But that can be overturned by 51 votes in the United States Senate. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the younger senators are going, what is this mess? How did this come about?
Right.
You know, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So we need to pressure our senators, and we need to pressure some of the Democrats mm-hmm. that are sitting in states where they may very well get defeated in 2018. Mm-hmm. We need to pressure them to bring the Constitution back, to let 51 votes in the United States Senate pass legislation.
Michael, do you have a statement to that end that we can post on our website? You know, because I agree with you. We need to get the word out there and say, this is a statement. This is what you need to take to your senator. And we need to take to Mitch McConnell. You send it to Mitch McConnell, CC, your senator, saying, look, we want to return to the original rules of the Senate where 51 votes can pass laws and handle every issue that comes before the Senate, because the math, the way it works out, is 43 is greater than 51 right now.
Right. Well, basically, I lay all this out in my article on my blog, mm-hmm. and people can make a copy of that and send it on to their senators and say, look, what are you going to do about this? And the blog is at www.michaelconnelly.jigsy.com. Mm-hmm. There they can read my blog articles. They can order copies of that little booklet if they want to. And they can also look at the other five books I've written, one of which has become a bestseller. And, they can take that and copy it and hand it out to their friends and neighbors. They can email it to their friends and neighbors, or they can just email the link to the blog. Because I'm getting the same reaction from everybody who reads this thing. We had no idea this was going on.
Well, we've got to activate the citizens, Michael, and this empowers them to do so. And I want to make sure that I have a link on this as well. So send me a link so that I can make sure it's linked on our website as well. So if people go to BillMartinezLive.com, it's easy for them to connect with you and your blog. And we can get activated here, put the pressure on Mitch McConnell and, the rest of our elected officials that we are a constitutional form of government and we want to stay true to the Constitution, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, again, remind everybody where they can go to be in touch with you, Michael, and to order the constitutional booklet that you were talking about.
It's Michael Connelly. CONNELLY.JIGSY.com.
This is Bill Martinez. It's 28 minutes after.
Tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world. He is risen. Alleluia. He's risen. Alleluia. He's risen. Alleluia.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Good to have you along with us, and it's always good to have our next guest. I'm going to tell you about in just a moment. We're going to be talking about millennial moving habits, the vacation move. For example, would you move to a new city with no plans to stay long term? After all, how important is finding a city
to permanently call home. Many millennials are considering these questions despite the fact that their parents and grandparents advised against it. After all, it's not what we did. In a recent survey conducted by Mayflower Moving Company, 41% of 1,000 millennials surveyed embrace vacation moves. That means they've moved to a new city with no intentions to permanently settle down. Furthermore, only 40% of vacation movers relocate with a secured new job. So does the generation plan to continuously move chasing jobs and adventure, or will they settle down one day? All I can tell you, being in the radio business during my early millennial-type days, I learned to purchase light-moving furniture. Melissa Sullivan is the Mayflower Marketing Communications Director. She's back with us. It's been a while since we talked to her, but a millennial herself who has experienced the move and probably was interested to find out that this new survey was consistent with a lot of your own thinking. Right, Melissa?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny when you see you're part of the generation, and I am barely a millennial myself, you know, at the older end of the generation, but could see a lot of the trends, you know, wanting to move for adventure and excitement, new job opportunities when you're younger, and then later in life looking to settle down and put down some roots.
Right. Well, you know, it's kind of like when you go to college, you know, you take those general ed classes, you know, for no other reason, just to kind of give you a broad brush of what is available out there, what major you can choose later on. And so millennials are kind of taking that attitude and applying it to where they choose to live. And why not? America is a beautiful country, and there's a lot of things to enjoy about this country.
Yeah, I really love that analogy. Millennials are taking lots of gen ed courses. In large part, millennials are doing things on average about 10 years later than what their parents or grandparents did. And what that does is it gives them a whole decade to experience things before they have the responsibilities of a permanent career or home ownership or a spouse or a family. And so they're looking for different things in the short term.
Yeah. And travel's a big part of it. Now, I got to tell you, you know, for the previous generation, even in my generation, that was the thing. You know, you went to college, you came out, you thought, well, hey, I'm gonna travel. I want to see the world along the way. In between classes, if I can get somewhere, take a semester break, even do that. And a small percentage, and those that we envied, were able to do that. So it seems like this group, the millennial group, has taken this to heart and said, hey, why not? Let's go out and experience as much as we can.
They have. And, you know, they're looking for the job that they've always wanted. You know, a lot of millennials are coming out of school with lots of student loan debt, and they're saying, well, I'm going to go find a job that's really going to make me happy. I'm going to put this degree to work.
Right.
And if I have to move somewhere that's far away from my family to get my foot in the door with that career, then that's what I'm going to do. So they're still looking long term. They still want the good job, the house, the family, but they're taking some more time to get there.
Exactly. Well, good for them. Well, this survey sponsored by Mayflower Moving Company, Melissa, has pretty much laid it out. You know what a vacation mover is. Explain to our audience what that term means.
So we define a vacation mover as someone who moves to a new city without any intention of settling down there permanently. And the millennials we talk to, 2 in 5 of them are defined as vacation movers. And even those who weren't vacation movers, you know, about 60% of those we surveyed said they knew someone who was.
Mm. Wow, interesting. And so what motivates the millennials to move to a vacation city? What are they looking for?
Millennials are really looking for an exciting lifestyle and experience, but jobs are also really important to them, too. So about 40% said they moved to a vacation city for a new job. And I found this really fascinating. About a quarter of these vacation movers moved to a new city in hopes of finding a job. Mm. So really willing to take a risk and moving sometimes across the country to find a job in a city, you know, where you don't have anything secured there just yet.
No wonder the parents and grandparents are brain damaged over this. I mean, we're risk averse, right?
Well, I do have some good news coming out of the survey for all the parents out there.
Yes.
So the vast majority of vacation movers do plan to settle down at some point in time. They're wanting to find a permanent place to call home, and they do plan to buy a house there as well. So good news for the realtors and the audience as well.
Yeah, here the parents have been brain damaged with their kids in college. They've only changed majors 22 times, and now they're going... They're going into a dynamic vacation, vacation move destination. So quite interesting. But what a great opportunity, though, to be able to feel so, so free and open to go and try a new area, new jobs, whatever that area, that zip code would present to them, right?
Absolutely. It's delaying some of these other life events is really giving millennials an opportunity to embrace adventure and new experiences, which is something that the generation as a whole tends to value.
Yeah. So, Melissa, you're telling the parents and grandparents all is well. It's going to be okay. They'll come back for Thanksgiving once in a while. Just relax. They're finding their way because these kids are smart enough and they'll work it out, right?
Absolutely. And, a lot of times they're looking to come back to the cities where they grew up. More and more millennials are looking to their adult parents to help with childcare once they start families of their own. And sometimes the cities where you grew up are much more affordable when you're looking to buy a house. So while the big flashy cities may be attracting millennials, I think time will tell whether they'll retain the millennials or if unaffordable housing in those real popular cities will drive millennials back to more affordable places.
Well, Melissa, I got to let you go reluctantly. It's always good visiting with you and getting filled in on this new information. The vacation move and what millennials are experiencing these days and what lies in the future for them and for the parents of millennials. Where can they go for more information?
We have the complete results of our research study available at Mayflower.com.
Melissa Sullivan, Mayflower's Director of Marketing Communications and all-around moving advice expert. Melissa, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks. Always good to be with you, Bill.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number
number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Joy to the world. He is risen. Hallelujah. He's risen. Hallelujah. He's risen. Hallelujah.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, for some, it's a celebration of Passover. Holy Week is underway here across America. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. Your opinion does count. It's welcomed here. You can drop me an email directly, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com, or get involved via Twitter at hashtag BML Talk, and let us know your thoughts. Hey, we're going to talk about the truth, about your future, about money. There's a lot being said about the dynamic that is occurring right now with the election of Donald Trump, things happening economically that could open up some opportunity here with us. And our next guest has some valuable insight to share with us. Rick Edelman, widely regarded as one of the top advisors in the advisory field, having been named in 2016 among the country's top 10 wealth advisors by Forbes and the nation's number one independent financial advisors, three times by Barron's. He is the 2017 recipient of the Lauren Dutton Memorial Award and a number one New York Times bestselling author with more than a million copies of his 8 books in print worldwide. So he knows what he's talking about. Rick Edelman, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for coming on. The future of our world, as we say, is just around the corner, that very few people are prepared for it. I think many people, as you know, Rick, you talk to them every day. They're busy about life and trying to survive. We've come off a rough, decade or so, plus tax and license, and people are still trying to get their head above water. And in light of that, there are some things, just right above the horizon that are starting to come forth that you're recognizing as opportunities for us. Break it down for us, if you would.
Yeah, technology is changing every aspect of our lives in ways we've never experienced. And so many folks are unprepared for this. They don't even know what's happening. For example, you're going to live to 110 or 120. Mm-hmm. Forget about retiring, therefore, at 65, because there's no way you can support yourself for a 40 or 50-year retirement. Mm-hmm. That means you're going to keep on working. And yet at the same time, robotics and artificial intelligence are going to wipe out half of the jobs in America. Any job that's repetitive or redundant is gone, because a computer can push paper better than you. It can fill out forms. It can dig ditches better than you, faster than you, more accurately than you, never takes a vacation, never complains. Right. And so robotics and AI is going to change the face of the workforce. And that means if you're going to, on the one hand, live longer and have to keep earning an income longer, and on the other hand, your job is going away, how do you reconcile the two of them? That's what my book, The Truth About Your Future, is all about. You got to go back to school. You got to get into lifelong learning. You have to be retrained into occupations that are going to survive and thrive over the next 20 years and longer. And I lay out in my book the 171 occupations that are likely to go away and the 175 that are likely to sustain. So you can evaluate, hey, is my job at risk? And if so, what do I got to do about it?
Exactly. Well, we've been talking about being on the brink of a second industrial revolution that does involve this new technology. This is something that Mark Cuban warned Donald Trump about and has warned America about. Says, hey, we're talking about all these jobs, but are we talking about old jobs? We're talking about new technology. You got to be able to embrace both. I'm not convinced that Donald Trump's not aware of technologies. I think some of that stuff gets to be political and ego when you bring Mark Cuban into play, but that's okay. But I think what Mark Cuban, I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think what Mark Cuban is saying, what you're saying, is exactly right, is that we need to be prepared for this new technology, and how do we embrace it to get us into this, deep into this next this century that we're in right now.
And along the same lines, you have to invest your money accordingly. While a lot of folks are investing their money in companies, stocks and stock mutual funds, companies that won't exist in 10 years because they'll be eliminated by technology. A perfect example is Kodak. 2012, it went bankrupt. 135 years old. Company's gone. Because we stopped buying film photography. Now it's all digital. So the year Kodak went broke, Instagram, 18 months old, 13 employees, is sold for $1 billion. So we need to make sure our investment management strategy is designed for the future, not the past. And that's a big focus of the book, a big chapter on how to invest your money in today's world.
Exactly. You know, the tried and true names, and this is probably one of those things we need to be aware of because it's easy. I mean, we know brand names that have been around like Eastman Kodak and that you mentioned, and we're comfortable with that, but we need to be uncomfortable in as much as what the trajectory is demonstrating to us so that we can forecast correctly and that we're not going to waste and spin our wheels a lot here.
Exactly correct. I mean, Tesla came out of nowhere. It now has a market value bigger than General Motors. Airbnb has more hotel rooms than Hyatt, but it owns no hotel properties. And so we have to recognize the traumatic changes from Amazon.com, Uber, and so many other high-tech firms that are just revolutionizing how we conduct business, how we engage in commerce. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be profitable. It's going to be thrilling, but at the same time, very, very different from what we're used to.
Not for the faint of heart. You got to be flexible. If thou art stiff, thou shalt be broken, and you will pay a big price for it. So even if you're older, you need to get your flex on and understand that marketing being what it is, Rick Edelman, it is dynamic. It's ever-changing. It never stays the same, and that's something you can take to the bank.
Indeed. And so that's what my book, The Truth About Your Future, is all about, taking a very clear vision of where are we headed, why is this change occurring, how can you capitalize on it, what's the impact not just on your investments, but also the money you spend on insurance, on your home and your mortgage, where are you going to live, your estate planning. We have digital assets now. You have to protect those digital assets you never had to deal with before. You're going to be dealing with recreation and leisure in different ways. All of these subjects carefully covered in the book. It's a lot of fun, interesting to read, cartoons, funny quotes and footnotes, and you'll learn an awful lot.
Well, Rick, especially, you know, as you cite in your book that you can forget about retirement. So for those people that are saying, hey, I'm waiting for those days to retire, if you're living to be 110, 120, you've got to go to the finish line, it would seem, because forget about Social Security or any other retirement portfolio. You're just going to have to keep on keeping on.
Exactly right. In other words, we're now going to be in a cyclical lifeline. The old days of a linear one are gone, where you're born, go to school, get a job, retire, die. That's gone. Now you're going to go to school, get a job, go back to school, get a new job, go back to school, get a new job, take a three-year sabbatical, and then go back to school, get a new job. You'll be engaged in a cyclical lifeline for as long as you live.
You know, it's really going to be exciting when you think about this, Rick, and I know some people are already doing this, so this isn't new to them. They say, well, I've been doing this for a couple of decades. You know, that's nothing new. And that's good, and they're ahead of the curve, no doubt about it, and they can teach us all a lot who have not been there and have not had to go through a situation where they've had to reinvent themselves. You know, very few people. In fact, a dear friend of mine just retired from a radio station that she worked at for, if you can believe this, 41 years. I think it's a record. I've never heard of anything, because usually at radio stations, your life expectancy is measured in months, not in years. But she was there for 41 years. And that's incredible. But that's very rare that somebody would be at the same job for an extended period of time. That was then, now, different program altogether, right?
You're exactly right. The womb-to-tomb employment model is history, and we're going from New York to the Hollywood model. People coming together for a short-term project, different skill sets and experiences. They do a project, and then they move on to the next project, and they're often engaged in many projects simultaneously. So the notion of having a single W-2 paycheck is gone. You're going to have a series of 1099s, often simultaneously. You'll be doing what you want, when you want, with who you want. You'll be making more money than ever and having a great time.
And the IRS is going to have a fun time administrating all the paperwork.
They'll collect more taxes than ever in the process, so they'll be okay.
Yeah, they're not that they're going to be hurt, but but that's going to be part of the fallout for them, is that it's not going to, they themselves are probably going to throw the white flag of surrender and say, hey, can we simplify the tax code, make it like one of our aspiring candidates for president said, hey, how would you like an index card worth of data to be able to submit your tax your annual tax report every year? That would be nice, no doubt about it. The jobs that you say that are likely to be lost to automation, you touched on a few. I want to unwrap that a little bit more, if you would.
Sure. Well, basically, if you're engaged in occupations that a computer can do better than you, so look at the automobile industry. We all know self-driving cars are coming. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? Not just that truck drivers and cab drivers are gone, but if we have computers operating vehicles, they're safer than human drivers. That means we're going to have far fewer auto accidents. That means chiropractors are probably out of work. Why? Because 70% of their patients are people with back injuries as a result of car accidents.
Exactly.
So where do the dominoes stop falling? You've got to really think creatively. Is my job potentially at risk? We know that valet parkers are gone, and parking attendants and toll booth operators. No need for any of them. No truck stops anymore if nobody's driving a car. We're going to have to recognize that claims adjusters are out of business and auto parts repair are gone. So where do the dominoes stop falling? That's just one illustration of how radical things are going to be changing due to technology. So you need to think real carefully. Is my job at risk? And if it is, what do I want to do as I reinvent myself? What am
exactly.
I passionate about? What do I enjoy doing? And how can I monetize that, earn a living doing it?
Well, I guess the good news and the bright news in all this is out with the old, in with the new. And, Rick, it's exciting. The potential new technologies and inventions that are just waiting for the exploration and the discovery, right?
Absolutely right. And you can get a good first glimpse of it in my book, The Truth About Your Future.
Available at all the usual places.
Yes, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all your favorite booksellers.
And it'll be linked on our website as well. The Truth About Your Future, Rick Edelman, widely regarded as one of the top advisors in the advisory field, having been named in 2016 among the country's top 10 wealth advisors by Forbes. Rick, good stuff here. Thank you so much. Appreciate you sharing it with us.
My pleasure.
Take care.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One
has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters.